unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about them.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all,
y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday over the airwaves of SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio, channel 82. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. And, of course, if you want to send in your voicemail messages, you could always go to SiriusXM.com/GetSerious. That's SiriusXM.com/GetSerious. We got a jam-packed show today. I know my Knicks are in the Cup Finals against the San Antonio Spurs. Shocked the San Antonio beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. Not much to say about that. I'll get more into that tomorrow, to be honest with you. Diego Pavia making news for the wrong reasons. I'll touch on that at some point today. But this is an NFL-packed show on this particular day because there's so many storylines to get into. I mean, you can barely count. You can barely count. First order of business is the dynasty is no more. The Kansas City Chiefs, led by Patrick Mahomes, are officially eliminated from the playoffs. Courtesy of a 16-13 loss to the Los Angeles Chargers at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri, it's over. And we saw a lot of evidence about this coming into this game because we've seen the way the Kansas City Chiefs have been up and down this year. They've been in a lot of games. Obviously, in most games, when you got Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback, that's usually how it goes down. But ultimately, being 12-0 last year, and essentially in one-point games, and then being practically winless this year in those same type of games, it was inevitable what's going to happen. We'll get into the Denver Broncos in a second because it looks like the road to the Super Bowl is going through the Mile High City. We'll get into the Chargers as this day progresses. We'll definitely get into the New England Patriots and their loss to the Buffalo Bills after being up 21-0. But the reason why we have to start off with Kansas City being eliminated is because these are the Kansas City Chiefs that we're talking about. We're talking about a team that has been to the Super Bowl 5 times. Okay? Essentially, 5 Super Bowls in 6 years. From 2018 to 2024, 6-3 in Super Bowls over 18 seasons. That's talking about the New England Patriots here. You just look at this right now. When you talk about Super Bowl dynasties, the Kansas City Chiefs have been the latest one. 5 Super Bowls in 6 seasons, a 3-2 record, a 3-time Super Bowl champion in Patrick Mahomes. And right now we're talking about him because late in the fourth quarter, he sustained a knee injury on a tackle while scrambling to his right and trying to evade a tackler for the Chargers. He goes down and immediately learned that he's torn his left ACL. So Patrick Mahomes is out for the rest of the season. Most importantly, the start of next season appears to be in jeopardy. And as a result, who knows what that's going to mean for the Kansas City Chiefs. Let me tell you what it should mean from this vantage point. We should have seen the last of Travis Kelce. Now, there you have, you see Patrick Mahomes right there with his post on X. Don't know why this had to happen. I'm not going to lie. It hurts. But all we can do now is trust in God and attack every single day over and over again. Thank you, Chiefs Kingdom, for always supporting me and for everyone who has reached out and sent prayers. I will be back. That's what Patrick Mahomes has said. And we have no reason to not believe him. But I would say, let me transition to Travis Kelce. And I don't say this to be denigrating or derogatory in any way, because I love my brother from another mother, the one and only Travis Kelce. Let me tell you, he's been a guest on this show before. I got mad love for him. Let me be very, very clear. It's time. I believe Travis Kelce would have retired last year had they won the Super Bowl instead of getting trounced in the Super Bowl by the Philadelphia Eagles. And the kind of competitor he is, he said, I can't go out like that. And I'm not going to go out like that. So guess what? I'm coming back. And he's come back. And he's openly admitted on his own podcast, New Heights, with his brother Jason Kelce, who's a good guy, by the way. I've worked with him several times on Monday Night Football for ESPN. Great guy, Jason Kelce. But Travis Kelce is somebody that I've known for years. And Travis Kelce is talking about his own football mortality, about how there are things that he just used to be able to do that he can no longer do, how things have changed, and how he's not the person that he used to be. But let me tell y'all something right now. The same Travis Kelce that ain't the person he used to be, that seems to be a bit slow, a step slower, that doesn't seem to be as automatic as he once was, that bobbled a catch on a pass from Patrick Mahomes that ultimately led to an interception that ultimately let them lose a game a couple of weeks ago. That same Travis Kelce, right now, 797 receiving yards, tied for second behind Trey McBride. 42 first downs, second behind Trey McBride. 67 catches, fifth overall. 11.9 yards per reception, fourth overall. Six touchdown catches, tied for sixth place this season. Okay? 10-time Pro Bowler, playing in his 13th NFL season, turned 36 years of age in October. He's not what he used to be, but he's still destined for the Hall of Fame. And we need to give him his love and respect where it's due, but by also saying it's time. Especially with Patrick Mahomes being questionable for the start of next season, it's definitely time. No doubt about it. The flip side is that the Chargers, all right, which we can't ignore, making noise for all the right reasons. My man Javonte, I'll talk to him in a few minutes. I'm quite sure that's what he's going to call and talk about, because the Chargers, obviously with Justin Herbert, with Marion Hampton back in the lineup, with the weapons that they have, with the cats that show up on defense, because they are a big-time defensive team in the National Football League, they are nothing to sneeze at. And with Jim Harbaugh, say what you will about his years at Michigan. Say what you will about the residue of conflict and chaos that he leaves behind. But that man can coach football. Make no mistake about it. Jim Harbaugh is an elite football coach. And when you take into account the Chargers and some of the teams that they've beaten and the way that they've shown up and handled their business, you got to give respect where it's due and say they're a team to be reckoned with, no doubt about it. But if I'm going to sit up here and talk noise about the AFC, I got to get into the Denver Broncos. It's time for everybody to stand down and to recognize that right now, this is legitimately one of the top two teams in the entire National Football League. I'm talking about the Denver Broncos. You saw them against Green Bay yesterday. You saw what happened. And sadly, Micah Parsons goes down and the news just came out. It's official. He's torn his left ACL. He's out for the rest of the season. It's a 9-month rehabilitation process, according to what they've said about him. So it's really unfortunate that that's what the situation is. I'm very, very sad for him. Okay? No doubt about it. Because I think that Micah Parsons makes Green Bay's defense elite. And without him, I think they're a tad bit above average. I do not believe they're coming out of the NFC without Micah Parsons. That's how important I think Micah Parsons is to that Green Bay Packers defense. The forget about sacks, in which he's once again for the fifth consecutive year has had at least 12. I'm talking about a Micah Parsons, the pressure that he applies to opposing quarterbacks, the pressure that he applied, that he facilitates a defense being able to apply overall. That Micah Parsons has been worth every penny to the Green Bay Packers, and to lose him is an absolutely positively devastating loss for them to incur. No doubt about it. And I think that his departure cost them, a berth to the Super Bowl. Why? Because with Micah Parsons being gone, you got to depend on Jordan Love more. And the reality is that we don't know if we can trust Jordan Love. I mean, how many times are we going to beat around the bush about this? How many times are we going to beat around the bush by this? Jordan Love yesterday, 60% of his passes completed, 276 yards, a touchdown pass, two interceptions, three sacks, and a season worst, 68.3 passer rating. Pressured on 52% of his dropbacks, which is the most pressure applied to him all year long. So it ain't an accident that a season worst passer rating is what has incurred. Plus, they sacked him three times. Denver Broncos got 58 sacks on the season, 10 more than anybody else in the National Football League, on pace to record 70 sacks for the year. And if they pull that off, it will be second only to the 84 Bears, Chicago Bears, as the most menacing pass rush in all of football history. That's who these Denver Broncos are. And that's why we got to speak about them differently. We saw the great Tom Brady lose two Super Bowls to the New York Giants because of pressure applied. We saw Patrick Mahomes lose two Super Bowls. First to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, led by Tom Brady, and then to the Philadelphia Eagles. Both Super Bowls, pressure was applied. Patrick Mahomes was running for his life. When you are a defense that can apply that amount of pressure, think about what Von Miller and those boys did to Cam Newton. With the Carolina Panthers, let's not forget they were 15-1 the year they went to the Super Bowl. With Cam Newton being a league MVP. with them going to the Super Bowl and all of a sudden they were neutralized. Why? Because of a pass rush led by a guy like Von Miller. You're the Packers. You don't have that right now. You're the Denver Broncos. You have them everywhere. They come for you. And when you look at them right now, and then you take into account the altitude in the Mile High City and the road having to come through Denver, in all likelihood, particularly with the New England Patriots having lost to the Buffalo Bills yesterday, the road having to come through the Mile High City with Sean Payton as your head coach, who's a Super Bowl champion, who knows a thing or two about offense, who's got a quarterback in Bo Nix that we got to pay some attention to. This is the second year in the National Football League. The brothers 22-9. They're on an 11-game winning streak. They haven't lost a home game in 14 months. This is who we're talking about when we're talking about the Denver Broncos. And suddenly they've emerged, I'm going to say it, as the favorites in the AFC to come out of there. Now, me personally, I think the sleeper is the Houston Texans because I think their defense is ferocious. The question is Nico Collins, C.J. Stroud, and those boys going to be able to do some things against Denver's defense? I'm not so sure. Particularly in the Mile High City. I'm not so sure. So all of this stuff going on right now within the AFC. Oh, by the way, I didn't even bring up the Colts. I didn't even bring up the fact that they've lost four straight and four, you know, in five of their last six games. I didn't bring up the fact that when you look at the Indianapolis Colts, I'm sitting here relieved because I was scared to death for the well-being of Phillip Rivers. Going against that Seattle defense, the way they could get at you, and you being 44 years old, a grandpa, a father of 10 children, having retired 5 years ago, I'm like, he better get rid of that ball quickly, which he did. But what about when he gets hit? He got hit four times. Let's give major props, and I got to stand here and offer the Indianapolis Colts an apology because that offensive line did their job. They protected that man. They protected that man. And I got to give respect where respect is due. Yeah, they lost the game because Sam Darnold and Njigba did their thing as the game waned. No doubt about it. They squeezed out an 18-16 victory. I got it. But I'm looking at Phillip Rivers, and I thank God he's okay because I thought it was criminal for the Indianapolis Colts to bring this man out of retirement and throw him right into the Lions' den less than a week after acquiring him against the Seattle Seahawks. I thought they were going to kill him. I was scared to death. Nice guy. Very personable. You know, fiery on the football field. Highly respected. Arguably a Hall of Famer in a lot of people's eyes. I think this kind of stuff, listen, he didn't knock your socks off for some otherworldly performance. He didn't even throw for 200 yards. Not even 150, actually. But the fact of the matter is that he stayed in there. He looked respectable. He certainly didn't make dumb mistakes to hurt the Indianapolis Colts. And you got to give love and respect where it's due. And show the man some love. He didn't throw an interception until the end of the game. So I'm just looking at that and I'm saying props to him. But getting back to Denver, Lord, these brothers are no joke. And somehow, some way, they get home field advantage. Broncos, again, I told you they haven't lost in 14 months. They're undefeated at 7-0 this season on their home turf. They've won 12 straight home games. And Bo Nix, again, is just a second-year player. Just a second-year player. So I'm looking at it from that standpoint, and I'm saying give them their props where it's due. New England, I don't know what the hell happened to them yesterday. I don't know what the hell happened to them yesterday. You up 21-0 on the Buffalo Bills, and you lose that game. Josh Allen played lights out. He played lights out, no doubt. James Cook handled his business. Give the offensive coordinator, Joe Brady, some love, too. He didn't run away from the running game. He didn't divert away from the running game. They remained patient. They believed. They were down 21-0. They were down 24-7 at the half. And they come back. And they win the game. From the time they were down 21-7, they outscored the New England Patriots 35-10 in Foxborough. In Foxborough. With a 21-point deficit. That's what champions are made of. And so now that begs the question. particularly considering how you saw Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens shut out the Cincinnati Bengals 24-0. You saw the Bills come back from a 21-0 deficit and win their game. We all know that Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen were the two quarterbacks under the most pressure in terms of when you're going to dethrone Patrick Mahomes, when you go deal with it. Now that he's out the way, if Baltimore and Buffalo can find themselves in the playoffs, with all due respect, what excuse is Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen going to have if Patrick Mahomes ain't standing in their way? He's been their nemesis. What's now? It's going to be Drake May? It's going to be Bo Nix? It's going to be Justin Herbert? It's going to be Trevor Lawrence? It's going to be C.J. Stroud? You Lamar Jackson, you Josh Allen. I can't imagine anybody under more pressure than those two if they both make the playoffs. Because this is what it is. This is what it is. You've been waiting for this moment to get by Patrick Mahomes. Well, he's done. His team didn't make the playoffs, and he's got an ACL tear. He's done for the year. If you're Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, what you going to do? Is it your time? Or is Denver saying, bump that, it's our time? Is New England saying, hell with that, it's our time? Is Houston with Stroud saying, nah, with this defense I got, it's our time? Jacksonville doesn't look shabby, by the way. They're handling their business. And we can't forget Justin Herbert being coached by Jim Harbaugh. So all of these things are things that we got to think about. Cannot run away from them. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82. Before I go to break, did y'all see the Cowboys? How many times did I tell y'all, just wait for it? They won't let you down. They'll be right there for you. How many times do I have to tell y'all that? So let me get this straight. After winning three straight, and you got people even like myself saying, hey, they, the way the Eagles are looking, they can catch the Eagles. After all of that goes on, not only do you go and get shellacked by the Detroit Lions in Detroit, but then you show up on your home turf against the Minnesota Vikings, who are 5-8 at the moment, with a rookie quarterback because J.J. McCarthy was injured all last year, his rookie year in the NFL, didn't play it down. And he's playing this year basically as a rookie, and he rolls in to Big D and not only beats y'all, but struts into the end zone on one touchdown run. Just dancing on y'all. These are the Dallas Cowboys. Somehow, some way. No way, some way, somehow. When it counts, they will let you down. Remember that video accident waiting to happen? Remember that? What do you say? They've given up 78 points. We talk about their defense, bragging about their defense since they acquired Quinton Williams before the trading deadline. And then they got Logan Wilson as well. And Overshown came back. And Deron Bland is back. All of this other stuff. We raving about their defense. They've given up 78 points in two games. 78 points in two games. This is what they've done. They're the Cowboys. They're the Cowboys. Dak Prescott, always reliable to say the right things during the press conference. He'll never let you down, y'all. When it comes to Dak Prescott talking, don't look for the wrong thing to come out of his mouth. It never does. He's going to always say the right thing. Going to fight, going to fight, going to do this, going to do that. You understand? Got a little semi-smile on his face, no matter how often they lose. No matter how often they end up going home and watching from the outside looking in while he collects his $60 million. $60 million. $60 million. Believe it or not, I like Dak Prescott. I think he's a high character guy. I think he's a model citizen. I think he's a damn good quarterback. Leading the NFL in passing yards. No doubt. He ain't Matthew Stafford, who's the league MVP right now. For the LA Rams, saw what they did yesterday against Detroit. They didn't have the same problems Dallas had with Detroit because they're a better team. But I'm not trying to throw any shade on Dak Prescott. I'm just trying to call it like I see it. And guess what? So does he. Sean, play that Dak Prescott sound for me, please.
I mean, at this point, hard to even go back to those highs. But, yeah, I mean, you beat two good teams, beat the two Super Bowl teams here, you know, and a matter of what, 8 days, 9 days, something like that. And then, you know, you go on the road and have to play a really good team. And they got the better end of us last week. And as I said, if we played that game, you know, 10 times, it might be 5-5 or 6-4. Who knows? You know, who knows which way? That's kind of that matchup last week. And we didn't do the things necessary to win, didn't score in the red zone. Coming to this game and we couldn't get an answer for cover zero and we didn't score in the red zone. And you add those two things together and you're going to lose by 8. And yeah, it's unfortunate. It sucks. But it's the reality of the NFL. This shit's hard. You got to come to work and give your absolute best regardless. Unfortunately, I'm sure the playoffs are out of the picture. But it's about taking pride in who you are as a man. And not only that, in your job and everything that's gotten you to this point.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? There is nothing that he said that's wrong. It is perfection. This dude, when he sits in front of a microphone and speaks to the masses, this is why he's so respected and so loved by not just Jerry Jones, but owners across the landscape. Every team owner wishes they had a quarterback with the character and the personality of a Dak Prescott. If only he'd win games to get you to the playoffs and ultimately win playoff games. If only he would do that. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show. Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Back with your calls and more in a minute.